الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين. صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has once again blessed us with this beautiful and auspicious day of Jumu'ah. We remind ourselves of the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said regarding this blessed day, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ شَمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day in which the sun can rise is this blessed day of Jumu'ah. And today is no ordinary Friday, because the Thursday night that passed just a few hours ago brought in and ushered in the first of Rabi'ul Awwal. So not only is this the blessed day of Jumu'ah, but we have also entered the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. And we know that this is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to send Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into this world. And each and every one of us look forward to perhaps this period of the year so that we can rejuvenate and we can increase that spark of love that is contained in the hearts of each and every one of us for the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, he said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليهم يوالده وولده والناس أجمعين. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no person's iman can be complete and perfected until I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, am more beloved to that person than his children, than his parents, than the whole of mankind. That is the demand of love, that we have to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything or more than anyone else. Together with that is the love that we have for our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we look forward to this period of the year so that we can increase that spark of love and we can rejuvenate it. And we hear many a talk about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but that is not something that's supposed to be confined only to the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Actually, discussion about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supposed to be a daily practice in our lives. Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supposed to be part of our daily recitation. And for each durood that we send upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that we get 10 rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that our ranks are raised by 10 in the year after, and 10 of our minor sins are forgiven. So we should continue sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this world, Allah sent him as a guide for mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best of all books, the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was perhaps the greatest benefit that humanity received from the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take mankind out from darkness and bring them into light. And when we look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned many stories of people of the past, nations of the past, the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent into this world. And Allah has given us detailed account of events that had transpired, and there are various narratives that are mentioned in the Quran. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us something amazing. What is the purpose for us being given information of the people of the past? Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gone into great detail?